Now that we've seen ways of talking about time and space, let's look at quantities. A basic word to say some or a few is quelque. So, there are a few visitors in the museum would be...
Il y a quelques visiteurs dans le musée.
Yes, il y a quelques visiteurs dans le musée. But if instead of visitors you're talking about something which you can't count one by one, you use du or de la. So, for I want a coffee, you would say je veux un café. But for I want some coffee, you would say je veux du café. If bread is le pain, how would you say I buy some bread every day? Every day is all the days.
J'achète du pain tous les jours.
Yes, j'achète du pain tous les jours. And I want some butter with my bread. Butter is le beurre.
Je veux du beurre avec mon pain.
Quite. Je veux du beurre avec mon pain. Oh, go on. Request some jam as well. Jam is la confiture. So, I want some butter and some jam with my bread.
Je veux du beurre et de la confiture avec mon pain.
Good. Je veux du beurre et de la confiture avec mon pain. Now, if you don't want to repeat du beurre or de la confiture, you use en, en. It's used to replace words introduced by de, that is to say, of it, from it, some of it, any of it. En goes before the verb, so I want some of it is...
J'en veux.
Bien, j'en veux. This en is wonderfully handy. If I need is j'ai besoin de, and therefore I need the book is j'ai besoin du livre, how would you say I need it?
J'en ai besoin.
Exactly, j'en ai besoin. And I want some for tomorrow.
J'en veux pour demain.
Yes, j'en veux pour demain. Now, if you want to say, I want five, meaning five of them, or I want a lot, meaning a lot of it, you keep this little en before the verb. So try, I have three tickets, but I want five.
J'ai trois billets, mais j'en veux cinq.
Exactly. J'ai trois billets, mais j'en veux cinq. And I want a dozen, meaning a dozen of them. A dozen is une douzaine.
J'en veux une douzaine.
J'en veux une douzaine. Good. A little is un peu. So what about I have a little, but I want a lot.
J'en ai un peu, mais j'en veux beaucoup.
Good. J'en ai un peu, mais j'en veux beaucoup. One or two more. For there remains, or there is left, you use il reste from rester, which you know is to stay. Enough is assez. So, there is a little of it left, but it's not enough.
Il en reste un peu, mais ce n'est pas assez.
Il en reste un peu, mais ce n'est pas assez, yes. And there is an enormous amount left? For there is an enormous amount left, the French actually say there remains enormously.
Il en reste énormément.
Good. Il en reste énormément. What about he has too much of it?
Il en a trop.
Yes, il en a trop. And you have enough?
Vous en avez assez.
And of course, just as in English, this is the phrase you use to say that you have had enough, that you're really fed up. J'en ai vraiment assez. So, with some feeling, how would you say, I have too much work, I have too many problems, I am really fed up.
J'ai trop de travail, j'ai trop de problèmes, j'en ai vraiment assez.
That's it. J'ai trop de travail, j'ai trop de problèmes, j'en ai vraiment assez. Now, let me introduce you to a really useful friend, la plupart de, meaning most of. So, if time is le temps, most of the time would be...
La plupart du temps.
La plupart du temps. So, most of the time, she works from Thursdays to Saturdays.
La plupart du temps, Elle travaille du jeudi au samedi.
Good. La plupart du temps, elle travaille du jeudi au samedi. A case is un cas. So what about in most cases?
Dans la plupart des cas.
Yes, dans la plupart des cas. So, if consultation and specialist are direct transfers, what is, in most cases, I recommend a consultation with a specialist?
Dans la plupart des cas, je recommande une consultation avec un spécialiste.
Bien. Dans la plupart des cas, je recommande une consultation avec un spécialiste. Now try. Most people have decided to leave. As the number of people here is vague, you use la plupart des gens, with gens spelt G-E-N-S. So, most people have decided to leave.
La plupart des gens ont décidé de partir.
That's it. La plupart des gens ont décidé de partir. And we must spend la plupart de notre temps on useful everyday phrases. So let's move on and discover a few more.